Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Seeds scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Worstler, who tags Knickerbocker, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-0 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Lager now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand bunts towards the mound. Lager fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. McNair reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lager strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trotsky moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Trotsky scores. Pitlock moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hildebrand takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Rice reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Hildebrand moves to third. It's 11-4, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker is hit by the pitch. Mort Floor now pitching. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hildebrand scores. Rice moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 12-4, Indians. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Aviral takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-6, Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Mort Floor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floor hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing right field. Bing Miller now playing left field. Dib Williams now playing second base. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 4 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.